Our leader spoke at Ufosun, and when we got to Honorable Aponyo Makin's turn, I think that what he has done this morning has been despicable. And I speak against it because I am a daughter of a teacher who retired and sold in Madina Market. The examples that I found that has brought me to be a member of parliament includes, if you count 10 people, Professor Nana Jane Opokwajiman, a former minister of state for education, the first female vice chancellor in this country, a school where Honorable Aponyo Makin attended. And for the discussion on the floor to attack this woman the way in which he did is totally unacceptable. I take exception to that. And I think that we cannot, only on the 8th of March, celebrate Women's Day, International Women's Day, where we are asking that we need mentors for our young girls to grow and become like. And for him to reduce this woman as if he was talking about his co-equal or his classmate, somebody who has taught you, a person who has been elected by the biggest party in this country to be the running mate to President John Dramani Mahama, what business has this woman's name got in the closing remarks of the State of the Nation address? I am horrified. I think that we deserve an apology from the leader for the way in which he has brought this woman's name into disrepute. And indeed, Mr. Speaker, should not have allowed this to go on. The second deputy speaker should not have allowed this to go on. It went on for a few minutes.
Beautiful woman, intelligent, she has all it takes.
Well accomplished,
all it takes to be a running mate. She qualifies in every single way. She qualifies in every single manner. But we cannot be having this kind of talk. It's almost like trash talk. We have no acceptance in this chamber. And Honorable Aponyo must apologize, must withdraw, and must do the needful. For somebody who taught him communication skills, this is not what she taught him. Nana Jane taught me as well. This is not what I exemplify. So he should better go back and revise his notes and do the needful. And this is a sign, and it implies that either he does not respect the aged woman even in society.
Yes.
Nobody has, in this chamber, as of today, has spoken about the age of President Akufo-Addo, who was equally old,
actually older,
if not even older, even when he came on the seat. So please, we demand an apology, and we are not taking this lightly at all. And the Central Region is very offended by this. He is from the Central Region. He should know better, and he should do better. And the woman of Winneba should also rise up and tell him that what he's saying is wrong. His behavior is wrong. He should not be personalizing this. She has nothing to do with the State of the Nation. The nation is in coma. It's comatose. He should figure out how they're going to fix it. After 7 years, he should not be complaining about the NDC this or the NDC that.
And we ask that the leadership of the MPP, together with him, apologize to us as members of the NDC and also to Nana Jane officially, because this was superintended over by the second deputy speaker. Some of us rose, we were on our feet protesting that he should stop him from going ahead. We are not happy. All the ladies here, please, let's stand against this type of statement. If a man at 70 plus could be a president, a woman at 70 plus could still be a vice or a running mate.